Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
How's your Clyde? I hope it's well as we have a foray into what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. It's our weekly overview, the DJV crowd, including me, Doug Steffen, with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner, looking at the stories, the top 10 items from the charts created by the folks at Talkers Magazine. You can find the list at Talkers and Talkers.com, and also the DJV show, our various connections to social media. Let's do the people list first, ladies, shall we? Kevin McCarthy is at number 10. What do we need to know about him, Jennifer?
Well, the reason he's probably on the list is the story with Liz Cheney this week, which is whether or not she is going to keep her position as one of the top leaders in the House for Republicans. She's the conference chair right now, the number three most powerful Republican in Congress, and it looks like she's resigned herself to the fact that she is not going to be carrying that position much longer. They're going to vote on that next week. Kevin McCarthy was captured on a hot mic saying that he had kind of lost faith and confidence in her, and that
means
that
just because she doesn't like Trump. Just because she doesn't like Trump. That's all.
No, we talked about this all week long.
Right, it's not
just about that. It's about you're going into an election year where Republicans are poised to retake control of the House. If they don't, it will be a big loss and disappointment for the Republican conference, not just the Congress. And so you need someone who is capturing the will of most Republican voters. And most Republican voters, no matter how they feel about President Trump, liked the America First agenda that he had. And so most Congress people feel that that is what they are going to use to win re-election or to win office in 2022. Liz Cheney does not agree with that. So should she be in the leadership of the party in an election year if she doesn't agree with what the bulk of the candidates and the bulk of Republicans in the country, just look at the polling, support. And I think it really does come down to that more than anything else. She can say whatever she wants, and all she has to do is answer to her constituents.
Number four on the list of people is Ms. Cheney, and her situation in the party is number three overall in the story list from Talkers Magazine. Also, other Republicans on the list, number nine, Ron DeSantis. Weren't the two of them being talked about as possible president, vice presidential candidates in 2024? Did I get that right or wrong?
Is being tossed around as a possible running mate if President Trump will run again in 2024, or if not, as a presidential candidate himself. And again, the reason he's on the list is not because of that. He's had an extremely incredible week, I think, for most people who are conservatives. He passed an election integrity law, which was huge this week. He signed a state's budget, and in doing so, gave $1,000 bonuses to all the first responders because of their work during the COVID pandemic. So everybody got $1,000 because there was a surplus in the budget. And so instead of putting that back into the government, he gave it to people who had been called on to go above and beyond their call of duty during the last year.
All right, so that may tie into number eight on the story list, which is an overall view of the economy. The reason I put them together, ladies, is because I think there's a lot of concern among people who really understand how things are working, and that's a problem because a lot of people don't, as to how much money has gone into the system, into our economy, that is basically funny money. It's paper that's been printed that has nothing to back it up. But yet the economy is sort of humming along because the infrastructure of our country, in part, is so bad that there has to be a way to fix it. And so this is a good way to stimulate the economy without thinking about where the money comes from. I think that's really kind of what it is. Yes, no, anybody agree or disagree with my observation on that.
I don't disagree with your observation. I would add that the reason I think that these things are trending this week in such a high position on the list of topics is because the Biden administration has been out there. Both the president and the vice president and a lot of their surrogates have been out in places. The president was in Louisiana, Pennsylvania. The vice president's been all over the place, everywhere but the border, and talking about the infrastructure. Sorry, I mean to slip that in. It's just
I know, right.
But they've been trying to pitch this infrastructure plan, which they say is just not about about roads and bridges anymore. And the president has been given some Pinocchios from the Washington Post because he's been out and he continues to double down on this story that if they pass the infrastructure plan, which is probably going to cost somewhere near $4 trillion, And when you say people don't understand, I will tell you I can't even understand what $4 trillion looks like because there's a lot of zeros.
Funny money, I just said. It's like fun. Nobody gets it because it's funny money.
But it's a lot of money, and we're already in debt. And if China stops buying our debt, then what happens to the United States? We're totally bankrupt. Right now, we're just at best on the line to China. But one of the criticisms is that, and this is not a this is a political criticism from the group that's lobbing it at Biden, but it is a non-political organization, the CBO, the Congressional Budget Office, which is not Democrat, it is not Republican, it simply reviews policy. And according to this policy, raising the corporate tax amount, as Biden has suggested, raising the money on the rich is what he likes to call it, but it's corporate taxes, and that happens to small businesses as well as big businesses. 70% of that money finds its way to be tacked onto the middle class, whether it's in ownership of these little businesses or the price that gets passed on. So 70% of that money goes to the middle class. It's not taxing the rich. But it's also the other big lie is that Biden's out there saying that 16 or 17 million jobs will be created by this plan. All of the, again, non-political organizations have confirmed multiple times that there will be 2 million jobs created by this plan, not 16 million. And yet the administration keeps perpetuating that lie, even non-political organizations have been tampering.
The word lie always bothers me because I think maybe it's just my bringing up. It's a very difficult word for me to swallow, especially when you're talking about politicians. I don't know, made the story up or something. But that's not really why I wanted to jump in. Because I am a farmer in addition to being a broadcaster, and I do the weekly American Family Farmer Show. You can find the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com and the program on many of the same stations that carry this program. The people who are in agriculture, the way of life, you know, it's not work, it's a way of life. And the farms that people live on operate because there are, I was on a farm this week, been in the same family for 287 years. It's really fabulous. And the farm goes on. The farmer's daughter and her husband are working on the farm. So there are how many generations? Who knows? But the next generation of farmers are really facing a couple of severe challenges. The proposal that's now been floated is called the STEP program, the Sensible Taxation and Equity Promotion, is anything but sensible, and it sure as hell has no equity attached to it. And this is the kind of stuff, the disingenuous crap that comes out of politicians. The act would eliminate the stepped-up basis, the tax provision, if you will, the capital gains taxes that happen at death that protect farms and farm families. There are a lot of complicated tax issues that are tied to this. Most people don't understand what Biden's talking about. So the bottom line with this particular part that I have issue with is when you pass away, your children would normally inherit the farm. But that's the way it is now. The value of the farm is set pretty much at the time you die, the inheritance, when you say you're going to give it to your children. Okay, here's what it's worth there. So if the children choose to sell, they have capital gains taxes on the increase in the value. But if they choose to stay on the farm and work on it under the new proposal, they'd still have to pay, they'd be forced to pay taxes on the appreciation. It becomes complicated, but the bottom line is that if you have a 200-acre, I have 114 acres, how many, about 140 acres of land that I own. So that would cost, according to the proposal that's here right now, my children, if they didn't want to keep it going, $149,000. If they didn't have it, the government would take the land. That's basically it, the death tax. And I strenuously object to this. This is an outrageous incursion. What the hell are these people thinking? Where do they think our food's going to come from? Where do you think the...
Well, and I don't know if you had a chance to hear about the other kind of, I don't want to call it a scandal, but, well, it's a lawsuit from a farmer in Wisconsin. There are a group of five farmers who have jumped on to sue the Biden administration over the American Rescue Plan because it's supposed to provide aid to socially disadvantaged farmers. Well,
black
this one
farmers,
guy,
mostly.
Well, socially disadvantaged for the Biden administration apparently means the color of your skin.
Yeah.
And so Adam Faust, who is a farmer who's disabled and has been a farmer for his life and working around his disability, he and five other people got together to sue the administration saying, well, if you're talking about socially disadvantaged farmers, here I am, but because of the color of his skin, he can't get
he
can't
that's what
get
he's claiming,
access.
But the administration responded and said that it is for socially disadvantaged. It has nothing to do with it. With
all the
black
PR, though, that
but,
comes out
I mean,
in all the farm journals, Victoria, all
I
says
mean,
black farmers.
Why do we, look yeah, why do
National
we,
Farmers
why
Union, it's all about black farmers. Excuse me, go ahead.
I guess I just don't know why we combat the idea of racism with more racism, because when it sounds pretty racist to me when someone says, well, you can apply for this plan if you're black, brown, or whatever.
I can't apply for it. I tried applying for it, and I didn't fit into the economic viability of
but
the
But that's not
proposal.
Because you were white. That's the economic viability that you didn't qualify for.
No, I didn't qualify. They said I came back. Yeah, but it said in the response that I got from the SBA that I wasn't in an economically deprived area, i.e., I didn't live in an area where there were a lot of racial disparities. That's the best way I can put it, summarizing it. Anyway, so it's something to think about. A lot of things here on the story list. The charts for the week of May 3rd to the 7th are in our focus. It's 18 after the hour. We're going into the time of year when a lot of people who put on a lot of weight over the last year, especially over the winter time, are trying to shake it. And here's Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin to help us focus on what we do now that's intelligent to lose the weight.
If you go to toploss.com, you can read up all on the science behind how it works. It's more of a health supplement that's giving your body back that collagen protein to rebuild lean muscle tissue naturally, to rev up your metabolism. We also have a huge spring sale right now that's a great time to check it out too. It's toploss.com, TOPLOSS.com. And if you have questions, you can chat with us online or you can give us a call, 1-833-TOPLOSS.
Lose the weight. Keep it off. That's what Elizabeth is suggesting you will do, and the proof is in the pudding. Look at all the people who have had great success. Elizabeth, thanks for being here from Calitrin. Go to toploss.com. Use that discount code DJV at checkout.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
All right, so a little extra, countdown extra, the story from Morocco of a lady who has given birth overnight toward the end of the week here to 9 babies. She's 25 years old. The doctors told her she'd have 7, but she ended up giving birth to 5 girls and 4 boys.
Surprise! Wow.
This is the,
how can you even afford that? I mean, how does one person or two people raise 9? I mean, how do they raise 9 kids?
Yeah.
At the same time?
Without a reality show to pay for it,
I mean,
right?
Well, I guess if you're all different ages, it's a little different. But when you have 9 children that all need to be fed, all need to sleep at a different time, I mean, how can one person or two people do that?
This is the first time this many have been born that survived. I think that's interesting.
Cesarean Will the parents section. Survive, I think, is the question.
Right, exactly. Imagine that, though. Just think about it and put it in perspective. All right, it's 21 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, into the trending portion of the countdown and the overview of the hot hits this week in Talk Radio, courtesy of the folks who work at Talkers Magazine. Also, Jay Kirshner, who follows the trending items for us on the DJV program, things that are on people's minds. This would be a subset of a story that's been followed by a lot of people this week. It's not political, but it is going to be interesting. As we put this program together, Elon Musk has not appeared on SNL, but there's been a lot of controversy during the week. Comments from people who work on the program, who are lucky to have a job. They ought to keep their mouths shut. That would be the way. That's what I'd say to them, especially since he seems to be having a good time during the week. And he said it was, what did he say, Jay? It was awesome.
Yeah, that everyone's being nice. And those SNL cast members who have put something on social media, either in response to something Elon Musk had said or just in terms of him coming onto the show, have all been deleted.
Oh, good. Because they were told to?
Lauren Michaels
they...
doesn't.
Yeah, Lauren Michaels runs a tight ship.
Yeah.
He's not tolerating anything.
Well, they shouldn't. I mean, these people are lucky. Most of them, they're not that funny and they're not that good. They're lucky to have a job. Miley Cyrus will be on the program. That'll be kind of interesting. Oh, this is sort of it's an up and a down because many of you will listen to this program after the show is over and you will have had a clue as to why there was so much talk about it. But anyway, it's an interesting sideline. All right, what else is trending that has become very important this week? What do we have that in terms of that fight between Floyd Mayweather and Jake Paul?
It's Jake's brother Logan is who the fight is going to be happening with. But during the press conference, Jake Paul got into an altercation with Floyd Mayweather and took the hat off of his head.
Don't the fighters do that a lot, though? Like, yeah. I think that
like
goes
wrestling.
Way back.
Yeah, but Jake wasn't one of the isn't the fighter. Logan's the fighter. So Jake took the hat off of his head. A melee ensued. Jake Paul ends
Floyd
up with a black eye.
I just knock him out.
Jake Paul ended up with a black eye. People were saying Floyd gave him the black eye. Jake is saying that somebody
gave
on his security team. But who cares? Jake Paul and Logan Paul are a cancer on society. Like, people should knock them out.
I think so, too.
Goodbye. All right, so we have a lot of feedback on Facebook and our other social media. You can find us on Twitter at DJV Show, Instagram, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So what are some of the listeners saying about what we either have posted or some of the questions you put forth there, Jay?
The big one is Trump and Facebook. Should the ban be permanent or not? And if so, should the guidelines follow other people?
Which, by the way, is number two on the countdown this week.
Maureen Hobbs says this is dangerous because it's not just Trump. He did not incite a riot, and as so many others have been mentioning, what about Maxine Waters? That's who some people have been mentioning as well. They should be banned, but should be banned for clearly calling out violence. Hinoka Chimera says, LOL, Trump should have never been banned whatsoever. I like what Johnny Powell said. If a person makes a habit of deliberately lying or spreading things that are not accurate, then there should be three layers of punishment. Number one, 30-day suspension. Number two, one-year suspension. Number three, permanent ban period for any and all individuals.
But that is exactly what happened, and that's why Trump was banned. Because he had been warned and flagged, so that is why.
But it's not.
But the question is, why are they warning and flagging some, right?
It should be everybody. If they have certain rules, then everybody should have to be following those rules.
When Elizabeth Warren comes to, a quasi-defense of President Trump, you know that there is something going on. Elizabeth Warren says, I don't miss him on Twitter. I don't like him. But I think that big tech needs to be broken up. And that's what and that's what Republicans should be doing, too, is wanting to break this up. This is what they did with the railroads. They should be doing it with big tech.
They've done it with a lot of different things. There are like AT&T. Remember, you probably don't remember that, but I do. They broke that all up. Coming up in the next half hour of our countdown, a focus on the divorce of Bill and Melinda Gates to begin with, after a few items of interest here.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden and his cabinet are looking over the April job numbers. Labor Secretary Marty Walsh says he knew the numbers would be down.
I think that, we're definitely on the recovery.
Biden says you have to look at the disappointing job growth numbers with some perspective.
All told, our economy has added more than 1,500,000 new jobs since I took office. That's the most number of jobs created in the first 3 months of any presidency in our history.
The president insisted that rebuilding the economy with economic stimulus cash is a long-distance marathon, but not a sprint. The White House is allocating more than $21.5 billion emergency rental assistance to prevent people who lost their jobs during the pandemic from being evicted. New data shows that more than 7 million Americans were behind on their rent last month. This is USA Radio News. Four former Minneapolis police officers charged in the death of George Floyd now face federal charges. A federal grand jury has now indicted former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin and three other officers. All four were arrested in the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis. They're accused of violating Floyd's constitutional rights. Derek Chauvin is also named in a second indictment stemming from a separate arrest in 2017, which also includes a neck restraint. Chauvin is awaiting sentencing following last month's conviction on state murder and manslaughter charges. In Alabama, a jury has convicted a police officer of murdering a suicidal man who is holding a gun to his own head. William Darby was charged with killing Jeffrey Parker in 2018. Prosecutors said that Parker was killed without cause, but his defense had argued that the shooting was justified because Parker posed a threat to Darby and the other officers. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Following along with the important things being discussed on News Talk Radio this week, the DGV gang, which includes me, Doug Steffen, and Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, working our way through as many of these things on the charts as we can. I said on the People List, number 8, Bill and Melinda Gates. So they decided to get divorced. But there seems to be a lot of stories being weaved into this that include her buying an island. She got a couple of $1 billion worth of stock. And apparently there was a relationship between Bill and Jeffrey Epstein. That's the latest wrinkle, Victoria, isn't it?
Well, the story that's coming out now that people are running with is that Melinda Gates was very much creeped out by Jeffrey Epstein.
I wonder why.
Didn't like him at all.
Good
they
on
stayed,
you.
She and Bill stayed at Epstein's townhouse, the infamous townhouse in New York on the Upper East Side, and she said she just basically told Bill, "I don't want anything to do with this guy. This is just too creepy." The reason that Bill later on had explained it, you know, when all this went down with Epstein in 2011, the first case, the reason that Epstein and Bill Gates had met was because Bill was doing fundraising for his charity, you know, the Bill Gates or the Gates Foundation or whatever they call it, and so someone had said to him, "Oh, you need to meet Jeffrey Epstein. He's big in philanthropy and raises a lot of money, and he knows a lot of powerful people." That's where the connection came from. And so, and then the same day that they were there in New York, Mayor Bloomberg, who was mayor of New York at the time, gave Bill and Melinda like a humanitarian award or whatever. And the rumor is that Bloomberg told him, "Stay away from that guy." So I think I think Melinda had a good instinct, and then I think Bloomberg solidified, like, all right, stay away from that Epstein guy because he's no good. Because Bloomberg, I don't really think, you know, as we all know, Bloomberg doesn't mince words.
No.
So, yeah.
Not at all. Yep. Okay.
But
so
then a lot of people kept hanging out with Epstein after, you know, long after there were warnings and people could see the writing on the wall well, and there were, you know, there were still a lot of people, there's security guards who still claim that they saw Bill Clinton on that island, even though Clinton says he used the jet once or twice or something and was never on the island.
Stay away.
I don't know.
So many of it, so much of it. I mean, once you know that, like, I don't know, normal.
Well, Prince Andrew, it's like, he's got no explanation.
But don't you think that it's like, I mean, I think when you are willing to do the kinds of crimes that they're alleged, like, being committed against, you know, women, young girls, this, you know, whatever, that is about the ultimate quest for power, right? And getting away with something. And that probably adds to the excitement for them. So in their crazy criminal mind, maybe it doesn't matter about the warnings. It doesn't matter because that's part of the excitement of not getting caught. I mean, is that part of that predator mindset, maybe? Ugh.
Oh. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. All right, the next, number seven, number six, all Californians, Kamala Harris. I'm not one who wants to spend much time talking about her. The Gavin Newsom, Caitlyn Jenner position here. Jennifer, you want to update us on the latest in the recall and who else is running for governor for that spot beside Caitlyn Jenner?
Yeah, so the recall is moving forward in the state of California against Gavin Newsom. And the effort that was against in the Recall Gavin 2020 effort, which started with three guys and went to the grassroots. You know, a lot of people think that this was like a big party action. The Republican Party in California, and this is a huge criticism against them, had nothing to do with this. I mean, this was all the grassroots. And so it should be commended because they did an incredible job collecting signatures. They got 1.7 million signatures that were certified. They only needed, they needed just under 1.5 million signatures to trigger a recall. So now it looks like the election will happen at the end of October, the beginning of November. Many people might think it might be November 2nd. And there'll be two questions on the ballot. Yes or no to recall Gavin Newsom. And then number two, if you vote yes, who would you like to replace Gavin Newsom? And so a lot of people started jumping in.
Or they're like,
no, it'll be a whole list. Like, it'll be, and probably, I mean,
19
probably Victoria by the end. 150 people, probably.
Yeah. No doubt. I hope it's not alphabetical for Caitlin.
Well, it's cheap in the way that if you apply, the stipulations are much lower to run for governor than to run for Congress or something else like that. So it's like $5,000. That's all it takes to get on the ballot and a few signatures. I mean, you have to get signatures in about $5,000, and that's it. So a lot of people, like porn stars, are running. Angeline, who's known as like this lady who drives around in a pink Corvette. She's 71 years old now. She had billboards all over Hollywood. Doug, you probably know of her. She's running for governor. Mary Carey is the porn star who's running for governor. So it's easy to get in, and there's going to be a large field. But the biggest names probably right now that are declared, Caitlyn Jenner, obviously, John Cox, and Kevin Faulkner. Kevin Faulkner, former mayor of San Diego. John Cox ran against Gavin Newsom in 2018, and obviously Caitlyn Jenner, Bruce Jenner, and the Kardashian fame, right? And Caitlyn probably made the most news
name
this week when she did a full hour interview with Hannity. And for a lot of Californians, she just spoke common sense. People have been comparing her to Reagan, because remember, Reagan was governor of California. And
he'd roll over in his grave.
I mean, truly, I mean, honest to God, if the election were held today, I'd vote to recall Gavin, and I would vote for Caitlyn Jenner, because she's the one who has at least, I think, identified the problems more effectively than some of the others. John Cox has been traveling California with a bear all week, which
the bear guy. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I mean, it's become very gimmicky. I mean,
surprised PETA hasn't gone after him.
Yeah, a gigantic Kodiak bear who at events sits there and licks himself while John Cox is giving speeches.
Okay, let's keep moving along.
It's all fun and games until the bear mauls someone.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, you know, all these people, like on Groundhog Day, they're reaching their head trying to pull the groundhog out. I mean, someday someone's going to get maimed, and it's, you know, I don't know.
All right. Number five, speaking of people getting maimed, Rudy is on the list, the story list at number four, people list number five. I don't know if there's any really different info this week. We talked a lot about him last week, but what's new about Giuliani this week?
The only thing I saw this week is that he wants Trump to pay for his legal bills. That's not going to happen.
Well, Trump hasn't paid him for the stuff he owed him, apparently.
But he also, now for the new legal bills, the new stuff.
They're pretty... loyal to each other, though. Both Trump and Giuliani came out and gave some love to each other this week. But Giuliani spoke out about the raid on his house and on his business this week. And what he said is that when the FBI, he was ready. When he walked in, he was, very cooperative. He's like, yeah, guys, come on in. Here's everything I've got. And so then on his desk, there was a hard drive. And it was Hunter Biden's hard drive, or at least that's what Rudy Giuliani says. He tells the FBI agents that are there, here's Hunter Biden's hard drive. Would you like to take that with you? And they're like, no,
but
we don't want
no
that.
One can corroborate that he said that, and everyone has come out saying that that never happened. So it's
funny,
Rudy who was drunk and went on Tucker Carlson and told that story, but
I don't know.
Rudy's
drunk,
credibility,
but he's told the story.
Rudy's always drunk.
He's told the story over and over again, but the point is, the way he tells it, and if you want to believe him or not, he said that the FBI, he just said, hey, here's, it could have had anything. It could have had the smoking gun that everybody's looking for, and the FBI, walks out because it's Hunter Biden's laptop. Come on.
All right.
I don't believe Rudy. Sorry.
I
do.
Let's see. Number three on the list of people, and actually number two on the story list, concerns Mark Zuckerberg and the Facebook Oversight Board. This is a focus on Trump, like the Arizona audit was number nine. So Trump's still around. That's why he's number two on the people list. Oh, he's back. I shouldn't say he's still around. Back in the focus. So what is the significance, Victoria, of the Zuckerberg input this week to his oversight board? It looks kind of, he's talking about creepy, crawly creatures.
The bottom line is, the board, Zuckerberg put this board, advisory board in place so that he wouldn't have to make hard decisions. And the board, it backfired. The board threw it back at him and said, look, sorry, but you're going to have to, your name is going to be stuck to this. Your fingerprint will be on it. So he's got 6 months to come up with an answer and a plan. We'll see what happens. This may just be punted back and forth. Who knows? The advisory board doesn't have any actual regulatory power, so all they can do is just advise. And so, we'll see where it goes. But essentially, they advised him that he needs to come up with a solid plan, and then he has to distribute that equally. Every single offender must be treated equally. That was what their recommendation was, which
equal
I think everyone can agree with.
In the eyes of the law. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with an overview of one of the two charts that Talkers does every week, the story list. This is for the week of May 7th, or rather the 3rd to the 7th. At number 10, the discussion that goes on about the Chauvin trial and what the ancillary things are that go with that, police reform, race relations, all tied to that, will there be a new trial? Number 9, the Arizona audit and voting things. Number 8, the economy and the stimulus. Number 7, our relationship with China and Russia. Number 6, the investigation of the insurrection in the Capitol. Number 5, the recall of Governor Newsom, boob that he is. Rudy Giuliani is at 4 in the investigation about him. Liz Cheney's party politic problem at 3. Facebook and the oversight thing, number 2. All right, coming up, number 1 this week, all kinds of things connected to COVID, the vaccines, the variants, where it's good and where it's bad, what happened to states that have lifted the COVID rules already, in our focus next year on the Talk Radio Review. We're going into the time of year when a lot of people who put on a lot of weight over the last year, especially over the wintertime, are trying to shake it. And here's Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin to help us focus on what we do now that's intelligent to lose the weight.
If you go to toploss.com, you can read up all on the science behind how it works. It's more of a health supplement that's giving your body back that collagen protein to rebuild lean muscle tissue naturally, to rev up your metabolism. We also have a huge spring sale right now that's a great time to check it out too. It's toploss.com, TOPLOSS.com. And if you have questions, you can chat with us online or you can give us a call, 1-833-TOPLOSS.
Lose the weight, keep it off. That's what Elizabeth is suggesting you will do, and the proof is in the pudding. Look at all the people who have had great success. Elizabeth, thanks for being here from Calitrin. Go to toploss.com. Use that discount code DJV at checkout.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media
I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
On the people list this week, from the folks at Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry, first full week of May, number 10 is Kevin McCarthy, a lot of politicians, but that's pretty usual. Ron DeSantis, number 9. The Gates family, Bill and Melinda, number 8. They aren't politicians. Well, maybe kind of they are a little. Harris is 7. Gavin Newsom is 6. Giuliani is 5. Liz Cheney is 4. Mark Zuckerberg is another beauty. Number 3, Donald Trump. Hey, in the list for the first time in a while. Lots of hoopla about him and what's going on. The Arizona audit, I think, has caused there to be a lot of discussion among the right-wing radio stations about Donald Trump, and therefore he's in the number 2 position, bested only by his the replacement for Mr. Trump, and that's Mr. Biden. Joe Biden is number 1 on the people list. You got that whole story? Thank you very much. The story and the people list from the folks at Talkers Magazine, so you have it officially in order in case we miss it at some point during the broadcast. All right, if you were looking at the classified ads and wondered where to get your vaccine, why don't you have to do that? Sooner or later, it'll be bootlegged, and somebody will be, I have an extra supply of vaccine. You want to come over to my house and get a shot? One of the things.
Is that a problem anymore? I mean, they're closing the mass sites in California for the most part.
Yeah, they are here too.
Now the drugstores and stuff are just giving
doing it.
Doctor's offices,
So there's a greater question here with the states lifting the COVID rules and what's going on. Looking back over the past year and how consumer behaviors have changed, have shifted, if you will, I guess it may be time, maybe it's a little early, but a time for us to reflect on what's happened? How have we changed? Look at how Facebook has changed in impact in our lives, Jay, and Amazon and Apple, and the way we use the radio and the way we use podcasts.
Zoom?
Zoom. Right.
Who even talked about Zoom before the pandemic?
I don't even know.
No one.
Yeah. One of the things that troubles me is it's a Chinese company, but here we go again with that. But I think it's time to get closer to where we're going, what people feel comfortable doing. I know that if you go to try to book an air flight anywhere, you'll find it's pretty much the way it was a year and a half ago. You're lucky to find a seat because even though they're adding trips and routes, you see that with all the major legacy airlines. They're adding trips here and there, mostly domestic, not international. There's not a lot of international travel right now. That's why you see larger planes being used from some of the hub points. I know American is using a lot of the international fleet, 777s to bring people from New York to L.A. and Dallas to L.A. and Miami to L.A. because they're there. Might as well use them. And so, you know, you get a better ride, I guess, bottom line. But, you know, it's one of the things that's happened as a result of COVID. But, you know, you think about what has, you know, how has it impacted us personally and generally speaking. The variants, I think, are the big thing at the moment. Aren't they, ladies, really what people are wondering? Do I have a vaccine that's going to protect me against the variants? And, Victoria, you were talking
about
that earlier.
And how long is the vaccine going to protect us? You know, mm-hmm. I think everybody knows that we're going to need some sort of booster. And when does that run out? And so the latest data shows that Pfizer, at least 6 to 8 months after the second shot, you're still good. And that it's actually 90% effective against the variants, which is really good news. Moderna is working already on their booster shot. Pfizer seems to be taking a different approach. They're working on a pill, which I think would be a lot better.
Great.
And trying to get people to have another shot and lining up again and all that stuff. So, I just hope that, you know, my I don't like fear-based thinking. I agree with you on that. But my concern is that I hope we don't hit, you know, September, October, people still think they're covered when they're not, and then they're not getting the booster. And then we've got another surge, and we're right back to where we were, back, you know, last fall. I hope that doesn't happen.
Yep. Well, there's a lot of tension around that for sure. And so we'll see kind of where it all shakes out. All right, ladies, thank you. That was good. Jay Kirshner, Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn with Doug Steffen from the DJV program, an overview of the lists from Talkers Magazine this week. It's 10 before the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 after the hour now on the DJV program. It's time for us to check the top 5 items from the world of technology this week. So Victoria Keelan is here to do that. And we'll start with number 5, which is the focus on those Peloton bikes.
Treadmills. Bikes are okay. The treadmills, not so much. Peloton recalled their Tread Plus treadmills this week, saying that 125,000 treadmills are included in this recall. And this comes from after the several weeks of fighting back and forth with the Consumer Product Safety Commission. The commission wanted these treadmills to be recalled immediately and taken off the website and returned to the company if people had them still. So Peloton really fought back, which was not an unusual thing to do. Typically, when the commission goes after a product, the companies give in right away. Peloton didn't. Then they made a statement this week after the recall saying that from the CEO saying, "I want to be clear, we made a mistake in our initial response. We should have engaged more productively with them from the outset. They apologized." Turns out that these $4,295 treadmills, as well as the, they're not cheap, as well as the cheaper version, which is sold in other countries, they both have been pulled from the website. And it's unfortunately some kids have been injured. 39 incidents were that we knew of. It turns out it's actually 70 incidents, including pets and objects and children being injured. So if you have one of these, go to the website and figure out how to get rid of it, because they're going to have to probably redesign the whole thing. It sucks people and things underneath it. That's how that young child died.
For that. Number four, a focus on updates at Apple.
Yeah, this was the week of updates and security patches, as you'll hear as we go through the list. But if you own a Mac, an iPhone, iPad, or Apple Watch, you should do the update as soon as you possibly can, because it patches a pretty big security flaw that Apple says may have already been actively exploited. That's a nice way of saying hacked. The updates contained in the iOS 14.5.1 and Mac OS 11.3.1, they will fix this security breach. And essentially, this breach was pretty big, and this doesn't often happen with Apple, but this one was really big, and it lets anybody who hacks into your device have complete control of your device. So if you have an older Apple device, like an iPhone 5 or 6, or an older iPad Air, they also released a patch for that. So just make sure that you're really up to date with everything, because it is important.
All right, number three, Dell. We don't have that name too much. It's a big computer company.
Oh. So Dell has released a security patch that fixes a vulnerability that affects Dell computers going all the way back to the year 2009. That's how many computers are involved in this. This is huge. So if you have a Dell computer, most likely you will need to do this update. This is a firmware update, and it allows, and the vulnerability allows an attacker, once again, to gain full permissions in Windows. So if you have a Dell computer, even the newer ones, they're brand new models from 2020 that are included in this. So it's the list of models is 200 and something different models affected from Dell. So just make sure you go to the Dell page. They have all the instructions there on how to manually do this update. It's not very involved, but it's really important.
All right, let's see here. Number two is another breach.
I'm getting tired of saying the word breach, but here we are again. Yes, someone is selling account information for 21 million customers in North America of the popular parking app called Park Mobile. So this is stolen data from this app. If you've ever parked in a city or a municipality that has, where you have to just log on to an app and pay your hourly parking, it's most likely done by Park Mobile. My stuff was breached in this as well. I'm right there with you. So the stolen data includes customer email addresses, dates of birth, phone numbers, license plate numbers, passwords, and mailing addresses. So get onto the Park Mobile app and change your password immediately, because they don't really know yet what exactly was stolen, but it's not good.
All right, Facebook and Mark Zuckerberg, very important number two this week on the countdown, as a matter of fact, the talkers countdown.
This was definitely the biggest tech story of the week. Facebook, the oversight board, which was designed to make some of Facebook's most difficult decisions for the company. However, on Wednesday, they punted it right back to Facebook and CEO Mark Zuckerberg. This is all whether or not Donald Trump should be allowed back on the platform. The board did say that Facebook was right to suspend him after the January 6th insurrection, but after that, there's no rule written that you can have an indefinite ban. So they've got 6 months now, and this is all on Zuckerberg to come up with the real answer. And then they have to follow their own rules and carry it out equally to every offender.
Okay, those are the top five tech stories of the week. Where you're listening and dancing pleasure now, 59 past the hour. Thank you, Victoria.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.